That should do it. All patched up and good as new. That should keep it stable for the rest of the night, at least. Another tip for camping is to always bring a first aid kit. Got that, Cub Scout? First thing tomorrow, we'll pack up and get you home so you can rest. Hey now, what's wrong? Is your ankle still hurting you? That painkiller I gave you a bit ago should start kicking in any minute. Oh. Okay. It's feeling better. That's good then. Hey, listen, Scout. You gotta be more careful. You could've... No, I know you're not a baby. I'm not trying to scold you. I'm just trying to... What? Ruin the trip? Of course you didn't ruin it. You got hurt. Trust me, it happens. I was trying to warn you about how slippery it could get up there, but you were already gone and you were climbing. Look, it's late, and I'm sure you're tired. Maybe you should just get some rest, okay? Well, hey, you don't have to apologize. I mean, was it the wisest decision to get wet and then climb up a slippery slope? No, but... If you were the first person on the planet who got excited to go jump off a waterfall, then I would be shocked. Listen, I'm the one that brought you out here. I should have kept a better eye on you since you're new to this. No, I'm not. The last thing I'd do is call you stupid. I just... Why would you think that? Because of my reaction? I mean, yeah, I was a little short with you back at the spring, but I wasn't mad at you. No, it was because, because... No, it's not because you're new at this. It's not because you're a friend or because I feel responsible for you since I brought you out here. I care about you. Would you listen to me? It's because I Oh, you think I'm going to be mean? No, dummy. Maybe you are stupid. I was going to say I love you. I love you. Okay. This wasn't really part of the plan. I fought it at first. Tried to ignore it and bury it. I can't really fight it anymore. I can't even hide it. I thought that if I just let it be and we kept being friends, it'd get easier, you know? And I was okay with that because I wasn't going to risk losing you as a friend by, you know, heaping all these emotions onto you. But you... You're the most stubborn, reckless, boneheaded, sweetest, most selfless, most wonderful person I've ever met. Since I met you, you've been the first person I think of when I wake up, and the last thing I think about before I fall asleep. Talking to you is so easy, and you listen to me. You meet me where I'm at, and you don't... You don't expect nothing out of me besides being me. You make everything I do worthwhile. Without any effort at all, you make my days bearable. Happy, even. You don't just make me feel needed and safe. You make me feel like I'm home. I wish it was easier to say. I trust you with me. All of me. The real me. Reason I copped an attitude was because I was pissed off at myself for letting you get hurt. And I was worried all hell you were seriously injured. I don't know what I would have done if you'd hit your head or something, and I didn't mean to give you a hard time. It's just... Wow. Listen, Scout, you're going to have to say that a lot slower because my ears are ringing. You feel the same. Are you sure? All right, relax. I'm just making sure. I'm not exactly the greatest catch. I mean, I have some baggage, and I've still got a lot of growing to do, but I do care about you. And, whatever this is, I would do my damnedest to make you as happy as you make me. I want you to feel safe with me, to lean on me. Really? Even with my past? Even with me being a careless prick who'd let you go and slip? You love me just like I am, huh? Bullshit and all. I love you. May I kiss you again? Yeah? Come here. If I'd known this was going to be the response, I would not have waited so damn long to tell you. Flirting? Well, yeah, we'd flirt back and forth, but I thought you were just playing along. You know, a little friendly banter, a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge, just, you know. Shit, you called me your work boyfriend that one time, and I was over the moon, but, you know, that's just a silly thing people say. I had no damn clue. I can be a little dense sometimes, okay? Now, quit picking on me and give me another kiss. Oh, sorry, does your ankle still hurt? Well, I'm glad you feel a bit better, at least. Well, a distraction? Oh. Well, I know a couple ways I could distract you, sweet thing. Why don't you just lie back and let me show you how deeply I feel about you?